Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're doing a deep dive into one of the most talked about names in the market, Amazon. With nearly $3 trillion in market cap, it's a company that touches almost every part of our lives, from shopping to cloud computing to AI. But what does the stock look like right now? Is it a buy, a hold, or a sell? Let's break it all down. Before we get into the numbers, let's set the stage. Amazon's stock has been on a tear lately, up nearly 29% over the past 3 months and about 31% over the last year. It's trading around $270 a share, with a 52-week high just above $278. The company is in the consumer cyclical sector, specifically specialty retail, but as you know, it's so much more than just an online store. It's a cloud giant, an advertising powerhouse, and a major player in AI infrastructure. Now, a quick refresher on the business. Amazon was founded in 1994 by Jeff Bezos and is headquartered in Seattle, Washington. It's led by CEO Andy Jassy, and it employs over 1.5 million people worldwide. The company operates through three main segments: North America, International, and Amazon Web Services, or AWS. AWS is the profit engine, but the retail side generates massive cash flow, and advertising is becoming a huge growth driver. Let's talk revenue. For fiscal year 2025, Amazon pulled in nearly $717 billion in total revenue. That's up from about $638 billion in 2024, representing roughly 12% growth. The breakdown is fascinating. Online stores contributed about $269 billion. Third-party seller services brought in $172 billion. Advertising services hit $68.6 billion, and AWS, the crown jewel, generated nearly $129 billion. Subscription services like Prime added $49.6 billion, and physical stores contributed $22.6 billion. Geographically, North America is the biggest piece at $426 billion, followed by International at $162 billion, and AWS at $29 billion. Now let's get into earnings. For the full year 2025, Amazon reported net income of $77.7 billion, up from $59.2 billion in 2024. That's a 31% jump. Diluted earnings per share came in at $7.17 compared to $5.53 the prior year. Operating income hit nearly $80 billion and EBITDA was $165 billion. The company's net profit margin improved to about 12.2%, which is impressive for a company with such thin retail margins. Free cash flow for the year was $7.7 billion, but that's a bit misleading because of massive capital expenditures, over $131 billion in CapEx. A lot of that is going into AI infrastructure and data centers. On the Q4 2025 earnings call, management highlighted a few key themes. Revenue came in at $213.4 billion, up 12% year over year. AWS growth accelerated, and the advertising business continues to fire on all cylinders. Andy Jassy emphasized that AI is the connective tissue across every part of the business. He also noted that while CapEx is high, they're seeing strong returns on those investments. The team is confident about managing challenges and delivering long-term value. They're not just building for today, they're building for the next decade. Let's look at the balance sheet. Amazon has $86.8 billion in cash and cash equivalents, with total assets of $818 billion. Total liabilities are $407 billion, so equity stands at $411 billion. The company has a current ratio of about 1.18, which is solid, and a quick ratio of 1.01. Debt to equity is just 0.47, so leverage is very manageable. They don't pay a dividend, which is typical for a growth company reinvesting heavily. The return on equity is 23.3%, and return on invested capital is about 9.6%. Those are strong numbers for a company of this size. Now let's do a quick SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Amazon has massive scale, a diversified revenue base, and AWS is a cash cow with high margins. The advertising business is growing fast, and Prime creates a sticky ecosystem. Weaknesses include thin retail margins, high CapEx requirements, and regulatory scrutiny. Opportunities are huge. AI and cloud computing are still in early innings. Amazon is also expanding into healthcare, autonomous vehicles, and satellite internet with Project Kuiper. Threats include competition from Microsoft and Google in cloud, potential antitrust actions, and macroeconomic headwinds. Also, the recent Blue Origin rocket explosion could delay satellite launches, which is a near-term risk. Let's talk about recent performance. The stock is up about 1% over the past week and 2% over the past month. Over 6 months, it's up 16%, and over 5 years, it's gained 68%. That's solid, but not explosive. The forward PE is around 24, which is below historical averages. Options activity has been bullish, with traders piling on calls, but there's been some noise. Berkshire Hathaway's Greg Abel sold Amazon shares, which spooked some investors. Still, the long-term trend remains intact. Now, let's get into valuation. We're using a forward PE model as our primary engine, with a DCF model as a supporting check. The model confidence is high, and the setup is clean. The current price is about $270, but our fair value estimate from the market snap is around $210.82. However, the DCF leg suggests a fair value of $282.24. The blended fair value, after adjustments, lands around $210 to $250, with a midpoint of $230. The upside from the current price is minimal, about 0.5%, so we're essentially at fair value right now. The 5-year base CAGR is projected at 10%, which means a $10,000 investment today could grow to about $10,150 in 5 years, assuming no multiple expansion. So what drives this valuation? First, we're using a target forward PE of 28, which is a moderate reversion from the current 24. That's based on Amazon's growth profile and historical averages. Second, we're assuming FCF conversion improves over time, from 40% of net income in year 1 to 60% by year 5. Third, share dilution is expected to be around 1% annually, which is manageable. And fourth, the terminal PE is set at 18, reflecting a mature growth company. These assumptions are reasonable, but they're not guaranteed. So what's my take? Amazon is a fantastic business, but at $270, it's fairly valued. There's no huge margin of safety. The upside case is that AI and AWS accelerate growth faster than expected, driving multiple expansion. The risk case is that CapEx stays high, margins don't improve, and competition eats into market share. My trigger for buying would be a pullback to the $210 range, which aligns with the market snap fair value. For a $10,000 investment over 5 years, you're looking at roughly a 10% annual return if things go according to plan. That's not bad, but it's not a home run. I'd put Amazon on my watch list and wait for a better entry point. All right, that's the full breakdown on Amazon. If you found this helpful, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. Let me know in the comments, are you buying, holding, or selling Amazon right now? Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.